Well, let us look now at John chapter 8, and we are going to read verse number 11. She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. So this morning we're talking from the subject, used for a subject, shut up. Amen. Shut up. Can everybody say shut up? Amen. Amen. Shut up is the subject we're talking about as we are seated in the presence of the Lord. There are some things some people don't know when to stop talking. Some people don't know when. You may be seated. Amen. Some people don't know when to keep silent. They don't know when to stop talking. They don't know when to shut up. But there's a time to talk and there's a time to hold your peace. And so this morning, as we look at this morning, we need to recognize that God wants us to understand that God has something for us to talk about. Amen. And it's not about other folks' sins. And so this morning, the aim of our sermon is for us to recognize just how guilty we all are. Amen. For us to recognize just how guilty we all are. Amen. For sometimes we forget that we are guilty too. And we come down on others. And so, amen, we see that Jesus here is had been teaching, and he got up early in the morning. He was up in the Mount of, he went unto the Mount of Olives. Although the others went home in verse 53 of chapter 7, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And, you know, Jesus was homeless. He said the foxes have holes. Everybody else went to their own house, but he went to the Mount of Olives, a place where he often resorted. And it says that early in the morning, he came again unto the temple. And the people came unto him, and he sat down, which was the posture of the teacher, and taught them. The teacher would sit, the people would stand. And the scribes and the Pharisees, amen, brought these religious leaders of his day, the rulers, brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, "Master, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. And Moses in the law commanded us that we should stone her. But what do you say?" Verse 6, "And he said unto them, tempting them, that they may have accused him." In other words, they were trying to accuse Jesus because they didn't like him. But Jesus stooped on the ground with his finger and wrote on the ground. And though he heard, as though he heard them not. In verse 7, "So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, went out one by one, being at the eldest, even unto the last, from the oldest to the youngest. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted himself up and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, "Woman, where are those thine accusers? And hath not no man condemned thee?" And she said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said unto her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Wow. Amen. So we see that Jesus here, as he was teaching, that the scribes and the Pharisees in verse 3 had caught this woman. And we know that they caught her, they said, and they brought her to Jesus, and they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now we know Moses said, what do you say? And Jesus just stooped down and wrote on the ground. Amen. It's a mystery as to what he wrote, and a lot of people speculate about it, but I think if he'd want us to know, he'd have told us. Amen. So I don't think we ought to spend any time trying to figure out what he wrote on the ground. Apparently that was not what his focal point. So the first thing I want to talk for us to focus on is our human experience. Our human experience. This woman was caught in the act of adultery. That means she was in the process. She was involved in the adultery. Amen. They pulled out the bed. Some say that they pulled the woman out with a sheet around her. Some say she didn't have anything on. They caught her in the very act. She was under the covers. And it was beyond, there's no question, there's no debate about whether she was wrong, and it was adultery. She was with somebody else's husband. And she was somebody else's wife. This was adultery. This is too deep. Amen. And so this was no doubt caught in the very act while it was going on. The consequences of that, they supposed to die. That's the way it was in the Bible. You get caught breaking the law, you die. How was the method of death? Is they stand you up in front of everybody and the whole crowd, and the one who reported it would be the first one to throw the first stone. So he said, he that is first among you cast the first stone, because that's the way it went in Leviticus. I didn't look it up. I looked it up, but I forgot where I put it. Leviticus, and so you throw the stone, and you hit the woman in the head. You normally started with the head, because if you get somebody's head, how many of you know you got them? If you get the head, amen. If somebody hits you in the head, now they can hit you in the arm and in the leg and in the stomach, but if they hit you in the head, amen. But they hit her, and they would have stoned the woman, the whole community, because when one somebody did it, everybody participated. You didn't have part of the members saying, "Well, I don't think she ought to be stoned, so I ain't going." No, God saw them as one, and so when one sinned. When personal sin equaled corporate guilt. So if one did it, everybody's guilty. It ain't gonna be no black, it ain't gonna be no gray area. You either gonna be for this or against it. And as a community, you're gonna have to take a stand against sin. And so they would stone this woman and keep hitting her and keep rocking her and keep rocking her and rock her and rock her and rock her until there was no life in her body. She would be lifeless and dead on the ground. That was a punishment, because God said, I don't allow this in my community, so he wiped it out. And they all knew what was said, and that would be the process. And but something strange happened, amen, is that Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground. He didn't respond. They brought the charge, but Jesus didn't answer the people. He stooped down on the ground. It was kind of like he didn't want to hear nothing. Kind of like he didn't want them to even be talking about it. Sounded like he wanted them to just shut up about the woman's sin. He didn't even, if he did communicate it, he just wrote on it. He didn't still ain't said nothing. He didn't want nothing said about this woman's sin. He wrote on the ground as though he didn't even hear them. He said, I don't want to hear that. I'm not interested in trying to condemn people. I don't even want to hear that in my ears. He acted like he didn't hear them. So, being the religious folk they are, they continued asking him. Amen. They pressed him. They said, look, we're going to make you talk. We got to make you, we're not going to shut up. We want you to speak up. And they kept on asking him, so he lifted up himself, and he said, okay, he that is without sin, cast the first stone at her. Amen. Well, I got quiet. Barbara is a church mouse. It got real quiet in the gathering they had there. Amen. So the truth was that everybody was guilty. The folk that even brought her were guilty. The religious leaders, the Sadducees, and the scribes who knew the Bible, who wrote the Bible with their hand, they copied the scriptures. The Pharisees who worshiped themselves because of their outward conformity to the law. The long robe wearing, three times a day praying and paying preachers and people and clergy there, they all stood up and they were all guilty. Because Jesus said, you all can stone her, but you just got to be qualified. This is the process how to do it. So you go ahead and do your thing. But that really missed the meeting. That dismissed, they had a human experience, and this dismissed the meeting, and all the people just started walking off. When he said that, he went back to writing on verse 8. Still ain't saying nothing. He said, y'all go ahead. And they which heard it, they were convicted in verse 9 of their own consciousness. And they went out one by one, starting with the oldest person first. Amen. Whether he had done more because he was older, or whatever the case, but it may have been because he had done more, or whatever the case was, he just concluded that they would leave first, and even the young folk left. From the oldest to the youngest, everybody, that courtroom was empty. And didn't leave nobody in there but Jesus and the woman. Isn't it good to be left with Jesus? Amen. Rather than the crowd. Amen. They left with the woman. And he asked them, and he didn't see nobody in verse 10, so he said, you know, woman, where are thine accusers? Because you got to have somebody to make the accusation. And had nobody condemned you? I thought you were condemned. And she said, no man, Lord. That's the only three words you hear from her. She seemed like she wanted to shut up about it. Just no man, Lord. Minimal words from her. No man, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Just go and sin no more. Amen. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. You would think that the religious leaders would have had better things to do than try to find folk sinning. But it sounds like they must have had a lot of time on their hands. They said, we caught this woman in the very act. You know, we think about the human experience, and we think about the holy encounter, and we think about the hope that was expressed to this woman. The human experience is simply this, is that we're all sinners. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned. Can everybody say all? All have sinned. Not y'all have sinned. All have sinned. Amen. Tell your neighbor, that means you too. Amen. Because some folk get so holy, they don't think they sinners no more. They get in church and sing a few songs and teach a few classes, and then all of a sudden, amen, they not holy. Amen. They ain't sinners no more. They forget. They get amnesia. They forget that they too are sinners, and ironically, they really didn't care about the sin. They just didn't like Jesus. Amen. We think about people who are hard on the saints, and they're hard on the sinners too. But this human experience has made us, some people, hard on the saints. Amen. There's a lot of, we talk about, amen, we talk about black on black crime. What about Christian on Christian crime? Christians hurt other Christians. Religious people can be some of the meanest, messiest members in the church. We can be some of the meanest. I hope you don't get hurt, because you may not find no mercy. These people were merciless. They were mean and nasty. To drag somebody. What about do unto others? How would you like it if somebody drug you while you were making your mistakes? Amen. Apparently they were guilty too. Because didn't nobody throw no stones. All the rocks. All you could hear was rocks dropping. You didn't hear nobody getting hit. Jesus said, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not going to. And apparently they too, maybe they had forgotten about their sin. Oftentimes we get convenient amnesia. I don't know. Maybe it's out of sight, out of mind. Maybe because, amen, if we don't see it, don't think it's going on. But all the Bible says in Romans 23, all, can everybody say all? All have sinned. But we have so much crime between people in the church. Amen, amen, amen. And you have the Christian on Christian crime, leader on leader's crime. Amen. Leaders are against each other. And you have the these leaders were against sinners. You have, they're against saints and they're against sinners. Amen. We have to recognize that God has said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We can be mean to people. Amen. And the Bible makes it plain that, you know, if you without sin, the Bible says in Luke 6:31, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. In other words, treat folk like you want to be treated. Amen. Treat people like you want to be treated. Jesus says in Luke 6:21, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Amen. Amen. And here they are trying to condemn the woman. Amen. To condemn some means to express complete disapproval of. Amen. To express complete, because Jesus used the word condemn. Neither do I condemn thee. Amen. Go and sin no more. Amen. Here Jesus, you can compare condemning someone with compassion. Amen. What about compassion for a change? Jesus here didn't come with condemnation. He came with compassion. Because he understands the human condition. We are all sinners. A lot of people don't want to admit that. They don't recognize what has happened. We are not just here in flesh and blood. Something has happened to us. We have had a bad human experience to happen to each one of us. We are all descendants of Adam. No matter what color you are. We are all sinners. And when man sinned, he became naughty by nature. He became messed up in the mind. All of a sudden now, we are not just people walking around. We have had a sinful encounter. We have had a sinful experience. And David says in Psalms 51:5, after he had completed with Bathsheba, he said, I was born in sin. Because we have a sinful nature, we cannot have a condemning attitude. Now let God do the judging. Don't say anything other than what God says. But we can't have a judging attitude simply because of the fact that there are no witnesses to witness against you. Because you can't find one that's innocent. How are you going to take somebody to court when you're guilty of the same thing? So it's not that we can't have a trial. We just ain't got no witnesses, Deacon Mac. Ain't nobody. We could level the charge, but out of all the people on the planet, ain't nobody qualified to do the charging. Jesus said, y'all can have a trial. Go ahead, and we can stone her. But you got to start off with the one that ain't never sinned. Jesus knew how to break up a crowd, didn't he? Them people were quiet as a church mouse. Those people, I'm telling you, it was crickets. You could hear a pin drop in that same courtroom that they drug that woman in, and all that noise and all this commotion. Jesus, we caught this woman in the very act. I mean, she probably still breathing, and we caught in the very act. Now, we got to, what do you say? Jesus said, he that without sin, cast the first stone. It's something about, now when they dropped the stone, they were admitting their own guilt. Amen. When they didn't hit her, that's what they did. They were admitting their own guilt. And so now, here you are bringing somebody that you, about something that you yourself are guilty of. It's funny how we can be loud about other folks' sins. Hey man, I've been wondering when the Lord's going to give me this message. But when it comes to our sins, we ain't got no comments about ours. But we got a whole lot to say about somebody else's sin. Oh, we spent a long time talking about other folks' sin. We love to talk about other folks' sin. But the truth of the matter is that God, we're spending our time talking about something that God has already fixed. When you got saved, when I got saved, God forgave me of my sins, past, present, future. He saved me of all the sin I ever did that you don't know about. And some you may think about, I know about. All the sins I'm doing and all the sins I ever do. God done already covered your future mistakes. He done already covered. He didn't just die for the sins you at the time you confessed. He died for the sins you're going to sin, the thing you're going to do. He died for your tomorrow sins. Isn't he a good God? He said, I'm dying for their sins, past, present, and future. Meaning I've been declared innocent by a judicial act. God has declared me innocent. That is my position. However, I'm in a bad condition because I'm in a human experience. I'm in a condition where I can make mistakes, but I'm still innocent. My condition is that I'm guilty, but my position is that I'm innocent. I've been to court already. When I came down the aisle and acknowledged my sins, I got forgiven of my sins. Jesus dropped the charges. Tell your neighbor, amen. Amen. My record has been expunged. But people spend a whole lot of time talking about other folks' mistakes. If we spent the time and the money and the energy we spent, the effort we spent in talking about something that's already been paid for, we're wasting time. Why waste time on something that's already been fixed? The human condition tells you you're going to make a mistake. That's why he died for your future sins. Jesus didn't say, okay, now you come down the aisle, Keith, and you ain't supposed to ever sin again. God knew that we would make mistakes even after we got saved. He said, I'm dying for sinners. And even when you get saved, you're still going to be a sinner because you're a saved sinner. You're still a sinner. You're just a saved sinner. But Christians are busy trying to talk about things that God didn't forgave folk of. It does not make any sense at all. But they love it doing it. They love doing it. They love that good, juicy gossip. They hear about some sin or they... One preacher said amen. They engage in sin sniffing. Is anything under there? They doing anything? A little probe poking, you know. Something going on? Tell me, child. Tell me. Digging around. The energy we spend trying to cover something that God has already fixed, we spending our energy doing the wrong thing. Right now, you can get folk to stay on the phone with you for hours talking about something nobody even know if it's true. All they need is just a little piece. Just a little piece. We can chew on this for hours. And you know, sometimes what you say may be true. But it's already paid for, so why are you waiting? It ain't going to make no difference if it's true or false. He done cleared us of the sins we going to commit. You know, whether it's thought, word, or deed. Because, you know, you don't have to sin. Ain't something that you do. It can be something you don't do. But we like to pick out sins. We like to talk about body sins. We don't like to talk about folk that don't believe in praying or folk don't come to Bible teaching. We don't talk about these other sins. We pick the good juicy ones we like. We like to talk about their physical sins. We don't like to talk about anything else. But the truth is that there are all kinds of sins. And we don't talk a lot about, you know, these folk don't, these folk, you know, I heard that he didn't tithe. No, he don't believe. You mean he didn't tithe last night? No, he didn't tithe. He don't believe in tithe. People don't talk about those kind of sins. That's a sin too. That'll bring a curse on your life. Rededicate your life. If you backslidden, rededicate. Need prayer, come. If you need salvation, come. If you need a church home, come. Whatever God has spoken. But shut up about sin and start talking about salvation. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Through it all, I have gone through. Lord, it was you.
Through all.
Through all, I have gone through. Lord, it was you. It was you.
Thank you.
Lord, it was you pulling me through.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It was you. Lord, I know it was you pulling me through.
Oh, yes.
Through all I have been through, Lord, it was you. It was you. Lord, I know it was you pulling me through.
That's all it was. Amen.
When I stumbled, when I cried, when it felt like I wanted to die, all my friends stayed, all turned away. You are right here to stay.
Yeah.
It was you, Lord, it was you. Pulling